Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Recording this morning outside, technical difficulties in getting some of my feeds connected. So we'll do what we have and go from there. So that kind of explains the lighting and a little bit of the delay this morning. I still haven't connected to YouTube, but I'll upload a video there if it doesn't connect soon. This morning, as I spend time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Walk This Way. And the topic this morning is Walk a Path of Love. The entire book is about finding your path in Christ. And each day we're looking at something different, the Bible says, about the path we ought to walk, the way we ought to live life. And today we're looking at God's command, God's instructions, that we walk a path of love, that we find our interactions with others and our interactions with Him, and that this path of love flows out of a desire of obedience to God, but it also flows from and creates a desire for that obedience. Love often compels us to do things that we would normally not be that inclined to do. There have been times where, as a parent, we're called upon to care for our children or in ways that we probably at one point in our life never thought was possible. I remember times when our daughter was extremely ill and needed dialysis for a brief time. And if you know me, blood and me don't get along all that well if it's outside of the body. I like it inside where it's doing what it's supposed to do. But I have this tendency to pass out at the sight of blood and things like that. Even a vivid description of injuries or surgeries or things gets me gasping for air. But here I was, a daughter that was unaware of why things were happening. And I find myself holding the lines that all of her blood is running through as it's coming from her through the dialysis machine and then back into her. And I think, wow, her entire lifeblood is flowing through my hands and I'm not passing out. I found somewhere within me the courage through love to overcome this mental trigger point that causes my blood pressure to crash and causes me to pass out. And so many things that we do out of love that until it is required, we think, I would never do that. As we live life one day at a time with God, walking this path, we discover that love creates, ought to create a unity that nothing else can. Love creates a desire to get along with others, to listen, to understand, to encourage one another. So you see, walking this path of love says that this person in front of me is more important to me than I am to myself. Walking a path of love with God says that He's more important to me than I am to myself. And so as we live life, What does walking that path of love look like for you today? Perhaps you're scrolling through social media and you see something that you don't agree with. Is your normal tendency to post a comment telling them why they're wrong? That's not a path of love. Disagreements you handle privately in person. To just lash out because someone likes green beans and you don't. And I know I've not seen something quite that silly on social media, but frankly, the stuff that we argue about is just as silly. Just not as obvious. And we get all caught up in the political nature of our culture. We get all caught up in having to be right. We get all caught up in my way's the only way. We get all caught up in following. Most of what I see in response from either political side could just as easily be cut and paste from one to another. Whether that's what's happening or not, I really don't know. But the words are the same. It's like we've bought into whoever our leader is. And if we support this cause, and somebody supports an opposing cause or a cause that we believe is opposing, I'm not so sure that they're as much in opposition to one another as we end up making them out to be. Then all of a sudden we cut and paste, and whether we're doing that physically or just mentally, we're typing out the talking points of our party, of our position. And some of it sounds so foolish. It's like, have you ever talked to people that you're trying to describe? The very nature of what we're posting and sharing and spreading isn't love at all. It's fascinating, especially in this culture of social unrest. And people demanding that one group needs to be treated better. And doing it in a way that treats another group much worse. And it's like, I don't get it. How can you claim that you're supporting and calling for equality while you're destroying other lives? It doesn't make sense to me. And regardless of what your approach on it is, walking a path of love says, I'm going to treat people who I disagree with in a better way. I'm not going to attack them publicly. I'm not going to jump onto their social media feeds and try to convince the world why that person is a bad person and why they're wrong. I'm going to find commonality. I'm going to love. I'm going to do the hard things, the difficult things, the things that, well, are sometimes unpleasant and messy. You see, walking this path of love says that I begin by understanding and accepting God's love for me. And when you understand and accept God's love for you, you realize, ought to realize pretty quickly, how undeserved that is, but how great and complete it is. If God was on social media, and I have a poem somewhere that I wrote about if Jesus had Facebook, but if he was on social media commenting on your post and my post, I really don't think I would see public comments condemning me for what I believe. He would address those in private. But his comments would be encouraging. It would be calling me to understand and to listen. It would be drawing me into his presence, into himself. You see, walking this path of love is a difficult thing because, well, our human definitions and our human expressions of love are so flawed and incomplete so often. So we have to go back to that original relationship that God desires to have with mankind, that God's desire is that we would walk in love with him. And in doing so, we discover that it's a perfect love. I love the verse that says, Jesus says, perfect love casts out all fear. And we live in a time full of fear. Full of fear of one another, full of fear of a virus, full of fear of all kinds of things. And if we walk this path of love, it's amazing how quickly those fears can begin to dissipate. And we discover that the things that cause fear in my life are no longer as great as what they used to be. You see, walking this path of love says that God's in charge. Jesus says when we walk in fellowship with one another, we walk in fellowship with him, we have love for one another. A love that comes from him. I think, what kind of love do you want God to express to you? Are you expressing that kind of love to others? What kind of love has God expressed to you? Are you expressing that same kind of love to others? You see, God's desire as we walk this path of love is that we don't walk it alone. We walk it with him, and we walk it with one another. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time considering how you show love. And maybe start by considering how you receive love. And what things create within your life a feeling of being loved. And I know there's some differences among people, and there's a somewhat famous book out about the five languages of love and how we express and feel and accept love in different fashions. But as you consider what love feels like and means to you, then the next type of prayer becomes an examination of how are you doing it, being that kind of person to someone else. And then, how are you doing it being that kind of person to everyone else? You see, God has called us to walk a path of love with him. But he's also called us to walk this same path of love with the people around us. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God who loves and has shown us what love really looks like. That in you we can find love and we can be loved and we can understand love in a way that we are able to express it to one another more completely, more fully. Father, today as we walk whatever path that you've put us on, whatever our day ends up looking like, may love be the core of it. And may our love for you draw us to a greater obedience to your word, to the things that you would have us to do. Father, as we continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities, I pray that this path of love would be obvious to them. That in the midst of this love, the discipline that is needed would be done in a way that is not demeaning, that is not embarrassing, that is not publicly humiliating them, but the discipline is done in private. That we would not forego discipline thinking that somehow that's not love. No, you've said, God, that you discipline those you love. But Father, help us to be mindful of how that looks and how that feels from you. May the children around us know your love through us. And God, today as we consider the world that we live in and just the chaos that seems to exist in so many areas, I do pray that we would seek out and find times and ways to encourage one another, to lift each other up, to know that we're not walking this path alone. So God, today as we walk life, may our life be meaningful in someone else's life. May we find ways to lift them up, to encourage them, to help them know that they matter, that they value, they have value. Because they're a creation, a person that you've created. And that's enough. God, as we live life, may Jesus be seen in us. May the way we treat people, may the way we love one another, regardless of how much we agree or disagree, may that come from you so that others would know the goodness of the God that we love and serve. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.